Emmanuel Macron's critics often call him the president of the rich. So it's not by chance that the centrist incumbent chose Denain, one of France's poorest towns, to begin his campaign for the second round of the presidential election. In this part of northern France, many people say they've been left behind.
The middle classes also want to be heard. People listen to the working classes, but what about us? We work, but we also struggle each month, just like everyone else.
I'm not for Macron. He's only for the rich. He gives millions to some people while we tighten our belts.
We asked Macron for his response.
In English, please. We've been speaking to some people here who really feel that the last 5 years has been all about favouring the rich. How are you going to convince people otherwise?
First, it's wrong. Look at the facts, look at the details and so on. And I think I'm here precisely to go to act face to face with these people and to convince about not just what I did, but what I want to do and so on. Because I don't want to leave the social question to the far right people, because I think it would be completely crazy.
But many here disagree. The far-right party leader won the most votes in the first round in Denain. Her focus on the cost of living and promise to crack down on immigration resonates in this town, where half of young adults are unemployed, prospects are bleak, and once thriving industries have shut.
Macron Le Pen will now spend much of the next 2 weeks targeting the same voters, from those who abstained in the first round to the millions of left-wing voters who now face a difficult choice.
Mohamed Nourdine campaigned for the far-left party candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who came third in Sunday's ballot.
It's going to be very hard to make a choice between them, because we have a president who cares about rich people, who doesn't really care about the cost of living, even if he's come here to talk about that. On the other side is Marine Le Pen, who just profits from people's misery.
We suffer in Denain because people don't have jobs, and in terms of the cost of living, they've lost hope.
Hope is something Macron says he represents, along with stability, continuity, and a promise of jobs. Marine Le Pen says what the country needs, though, is something different. It'll be up to voters to decide which vision of France they want. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Denain, France.